Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. Trinity Twin City Hospital's annual In the Pink event will provide free health screenings to combat breast cancer through education and awareness. The event at the hospital begins this evening at 5:30 with a health fair that includes blood pressure checks, mammogram suite, and education about breast health and women's screenings. North First Street in Denison will be blocked off in front of the hospital for a candlelight walk after a short seminar. For more information, go online to trinitytwincity.org. And an award-winning director will discuss her documentary film, The S Word, Let's Talk Suicide, with area residents in hopes to break the stigma around suicide. Lisa Klein, a SAMHSA Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Award winner, will be at the Tuscross Performing Arts Center on Tuesday, October 23rd for a free screening beginning at 6:30 p.m. Over 20 local organizations will be at the resource fair before the screening at 6 p.m. and will provide information on services for those in need. Doors will be open at 5:30. For more local headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook or at WTUZ.com.
Michelle, I got my gas problem fixed. What's so funny?
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Did you? Obviously you did, because you responded.
What?
You see my yard tore up yesterday?
Yes.
I mean, my God. I had a small gas leak outside of my home yesterday. I left here. I've never, I don't think, left that early. At least while you've been here. I left shortly after 10. Mm-hmm. You're like, where are you going? It's 10:07. Where are you going? I go, Michelle, calm down. Every now and again. I got stuff going on. You were giving me a hard time.
Just want to know where you were going.
Not only did I have gas issues, I had
Lord have mercy.
Giving me a hard time yesterday. But no, they dug up my my front yard, and a little portion of it, fixed what they needed to fix. But everything, it's okay now. We're good. Warm water. We have heat. We're all okay.
Okay.
That heater, though, I can hear it.
Sorry, it is freezing in here.
What do you got?
What do you mean, what do I got?
What's the temperature?
70.
That's in there right now, it's 70 degrees.
Yeah, that's cold to me.
My
feet are literally icebergs.
If you would wear, listen, it's 30 degrees outside, wear some socks. You're wearing flats with no socks. Those shoes are probably...
Socks don't go with this outfit.
Yeah, you better start wearing something that socks can go with.
Fine.
Starting to get to be that time of year. You know, and I was thinking about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It is now that time of year, folks, where this weather makes my skin real dry and in weird parts of my body. It's that time of year where I have to start using women's deodorant. That's right.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I have to use women's deodorant during these cold months, because if I use stuff that's too fragrancy, I just need something... free and clear, fragrance-free, really. And I use just good old women's, like, Dove deodorant in the wintertime. Or if I don't, my armpits will get dried out and
you can't,
become,
they
like,
don't have, like, I will conditioning men's deodorant?
I'll get chapped pits, which I don't want.
That is too much information.
Anybody want chapped armpits?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Didn't think so.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Help us all.
Let me know if you have sensitive pits out there. Because I do.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's a hard no.
I have to use my wife's deodorant in the wintertime.
That is so weird.
Why?
I don't know. That's just bizarre. I mean, you've used my deodorant, and that's fine.
Little secret or a little Dove action. Never hurt anybody.
But I don't know. It's just...
good old invisible solid.
Oy, oy, oy. Do you have a pit problem?
Yes, I just basically admitted
it. Pit problem.
Just basically admitted it.
Weird.
Hey, did you watch this Artist of the Year special last night?
No, but I saw on Instagram this morning there was a lovely photo of all of those ladies.
Yeah, those ladies being Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, Kelsey Ballerini, Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum, and then Karen Fairchild and Kimberly Schlattman from Little Big Town. I was perusing the interwebs this morning, and I came across E's website, the Entertainment Network.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
And they actually have the names wrong of the two women from Little Big Town. They have Karen Fairchild's name underneath Kimberly Schlattman's photo, and then vice versa. Shouting them out. Hey, come on, folks.
Did you say Maren Morris in that? Because she's...
Maren Morris, too. Yeah, did I forget to mention her?
Yeah,
she was in attendance there as well.
She's so cute.
You know who was not in attendance, though, last night? Because she was sick.
Who?
And even though she received that CMT Artist of a Lifetime Award, that's Loretta Lynn.
Why wasn't she there?
No, she was sick. She could not be in attendance. She went to Twitter. She said, well, y'all. I imagine that's how she sounds. Leave it to me to go and get sick on the very night all my friends are getting together to honor me. I can't believe that I'm not going to be there in person, but I'm watching and I'm there in spirit. Hope she's all right. Remember last year she had a stroke. Then earlier this year she fell in her home and broke a hip. So she was not able to make it last night, which is kind of sad. I mean, few folks were there to honor her. I know Dierks Bentley and Martina McBride performed in honor of Loretta Lynn last night. Sheryl Crow, too, amongst that tribute.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard from her in a while.
September 28th, Loretta Lynn just put out an album, too, by the way, for those who weren't aware of that.
Oh.
Wouldn't It Be Great was the name of it.
Wouldn't It Be Great.
I don't know if that's one of the names of the songs on that album, but Carrie Underwood ended the big show last night with a medley of iconic country songs. Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man, to Shania's Man, I Feel Like a Woman, all supported by her two opening acts, which will be when she goes on tour, Runaway June, Maddie and Tay. So it was a pretty good performance to wrap everything up.
Heck yeah. I didn't get to watch it, though. Did you?
I DVR'd it, and then I watched actually the first, 5 minutes. I just wanted to see what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda Lambert had the girls out. I will say that. When I name the girls, I don't mean her friends, the Pistol Annies.
Yeah, I picked up on that.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. I was like, Miranda, come on.
Get it together.
CMT here. Take her easy.
Terrible.
Hey, Garth Brooks had huge news yesterday. He had a big announcement and press conference at the Country Music Hall of Fame. One of those announcements, it was bad news, really. His album, Triple Live, is being pushed back.
Well, that's
for some marketing reasons. Now, Anthology Part 3 will still be released on November 20th, and his Triple Live was going to be released the same day, but for some odd reason, he said it's pushed back. The only thing he said was marketing reasons.
Ooh,
hey, whatever your label tells you to do, I guess you do it.
What do you feel about that one?
Triple Live focuses on his massive world tour that ran from 2014 to 2017. Well, with this rest of the news I'm going to give you, you might understand why he's pushing his live album back a little bit. We all know he's performing at Notre Dame Stadium.
Yes.
October
when is that? Oh, thank
the
you.
20th. That is Saturday?
Yeah.
Really?
Are we going?
Yeah, I'll be there. That's the first ever concert, live show, held in that legendary stadium, Notre Dame Stadium.
That's going to be super cool.
No one's ever performed there ever before. You know, it's even cooler.
What?
There's going to be cameras there, and we'll all be able to see it on CBS December the 2nd. How about that? Little Garth concert special on CBS will be filmed October the 20th there at Notre Dame. Give them time to edit it, and then we'll see it December the 2nd. So that was another big part of his announcement.
That is
yesterday.
Exciting.
Anytime you get your own network TV concert special.
That's a pretty big deal.
Also yesterday, Garth Brooks revealed that he's heading out on, we know he's done his arena tours for quite some time, but his first ever stadium tour, his all stadium tour. Of course, going to the biggest NFL and college football stadiums in the country. He gave away a few of the venues yesterday during his whole big press conference, but the others he kept under wraps. So will he be coming to First Energy Stadium? We don't really know. Or maybe the Horseshoe in Columbus. All that is still up in the air. But it will be indeed what he calls his biggest tour ever with that all-stadium tour.
Ooh, I hope he comes to Cleveland.
Roughly 10 to 12 shows per year, he says. So this will probably go on for a few years like his last World Tour did.
Remember the last one? He would do like two shows a night.
Yeah, that's insane.
Who does that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I hope he does come back because I would love to see him again. He's one of the greatest performers. Probably my top three concerts I've ever seen.
Hey, speaking of country music, bluegrass, right? That's kind of related to country music.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? The Bluegrass Hall of Fame opens today in Kentucky. If you ever wanted to go to Owensboro, Kentucky.
Yes, it's on my bucket list.
Lock your doors on the corner of you know where and you got a purty mouth. Owensboro, Kentucky. Thanks for turning that off, by the way.
You're welcome.
Good grief.
I was getting warm.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was only coming through the microphone the whole time. Of course, the free concert all weekend long for the whole new Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. There's Hall of Fame for everything nowadays. So, there you go. Little morning quickie action for you. Hey, remember last night we had the Ridgewood Generals football team in studio? Big shout out to them, head coach John Slusser. They brought us some t-shirts. Anytime they bring us some swag, I'm cool with that. But if you missed any of it, it's in the podcast section at WTUZ.com. You can check that out for yourself. Now, Nielsen, of course, folks who like to let everybody else know who's watching or listening to what. All right, here you go. With Roseanne. First episode back, 18.2 million people, okay? Without Roseanne,
I'm nervous.
10.5 million people.
Not bad.
So yeah, I guess you're right. Not bad. Actually, Michelle, the ratings for The Conners, which is now Roseanne without Roseanne, the Nielsen Company said the audience was larger than any other ABC show this new season, either new or returning. Of course, now all the new shows are in full swing now. Even, This Is Us is back. You name it. Every Modern Family. Every show's back, even though all the...
This is the last season for Modern Family.
This is?
Yeah.
No, you're lying to me.
No, I swear to you, I think that...
No.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Big Bang Theory, right?
Okay. Yes, thank you. Thank God.
Wait, I just want to be sure.
Yeah, it is. I know it is. For Big Bang, either this year or next year is the final season for Big Bang. It is this year, you're right. But no, Modern Family, I would have known.
The last one for Modern Family.
No, you're lying to me.
I swear, the upcoming 10th season of Modern Family, it will definitely be the show's last. I promise you, that's what it says.
Who is confirmed? Has ABC confirmed that?
Hold on, let me continue looking.
I haven't heard this yet. Michelle, you're breaking my heart right
hold
now.
Hold on. Let me find...
What am I going to do without Al Bundy in my life? Now known as Jay Pritchett in that show.
Are they going to kill off Julie Bowen? They can't do that. Hold on a second.
Now, see, what you're reading is not... what you're reading...
I don't know yet. Hold on.
But hey, no, I do have a real spoiler alert for you. Do you want it?
Yes.
Okay, listen. If you are into The Conners, you haven't seen the first episode of The Conners, which is Roseanne without Roseanne, I'm going to give you a spoiler alert as to what they did and how they explained Roseanne's departure, okay? So this is a full spoiler alert. I'm alerting you. Spoiler alert, okay? For anybody who doesn't want to know, turn your radio down for just this one moment. But Roseanne apparently died of an opioid overdose. I don't know why they decided to go with that.
It's really random.
But that is what they decided to go with. Yes, an opioid addiction.
This is a dumb question for someone who's never watched that show. Why is it called The Conners? Is her last name The Conner?
Yeah, Roseanne Conner, Dan Conner. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Her real name's obviously Roseanne Barr.
No.
Yeah, breaking news again. Spoiler alert, everybody. If you did not know what Roseanne's last name is, I will tell you right now, so turn your radio down just for a moment.
I didn't know that was her name on the show.
Barr with two R's. Yeah, The Conners there. So there you go. Actually, the 10.5 million people that tuned in, more folks than that watched any other network, including, you know, NBC, CBS, for any new or returning show. So really, in the grand scheme of things, really did pretty well.
That's
listen,
decent.
Everybody, we know people wanted to tune in to see how they were going to explain the disappearance or departure, the void of Roseanne.
The real test will be the following weeks to come.
I don't think this really lasts a couple years, really, to be honest with you. I just think it'll struggle.
Let them get their dough.
Let them get their dough, she says.
Why
yeah,
not?
They're all not.
I mean, you
rich
don't
want to
lose
already.
Your job just because of one person.
You're right. Which a lot of those writers did quit once that happened, but I wonder if some of them came back now that
they
got
sure.
rid of
Maybe.
Roseanne. Remember Wanda Sykes? She was one of them that
quit. Oh my gosh, I love Wanda Sykes. She's hilarious.
She's a writer for that show. And then when Roseanne made those comments, on Twitter and everything, then Wanda Sykes ended up quitting. Of course, Roseanne made comments about a former Obama aide. I'm not going to get into what she said, but I think Wanda Sykes then came back once they said, "Oh, Roseanne, we got to let you go. We can't have you around anymore."
Right.
Hey, the song Despacito. We all are familiar with that. I was hoping you would sing it. You know that was
I'm obsessed with that song.
That was released in January of 2017. Okay, that song.
Wow.
Now, since then, we all know. Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and in some versions, Justin Bieber. But the version I'm speaking of on YouTube does not even credit Justin Bieber at all. It doesn't even say his name in the title. But this song, Despacito, just set some records up. Basically owns like every YouTube record now ever. Guinness, yesterday, was on hand honoring the man, Luis Fonsi, who is the originator of that record. Despacito set records, Michelle. You ready for all this?
Yes.
Most weeks at number one on Billboard's Hot Latin Songs chart. Most viewed music video online ever. Most viewed video online ever. Of course, you have to classify music video and video. This is just any viral video or any video. Think about this. Most viewed music video, okay? We all know what a music video is. It's also the most viewed video. Everything under a video category, this is the most viewed. Most liked video online. Most viewed music video on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
Most streamed track worldwide. And the first YouTube video to receive 5 billion views. Despacito.
I wonder why it was so successful. It's really catchy. I like it.
I will tell you why, because there's more Spanish-speaking people on planet Earth than English-speaking people,
really. I know,
really.
But that really shouldn't... Then that would mean that a lot more Spanish songs would be topping the charts.
Yeah, this was like a...
So that doesn't prove your point.
This song was kind of a banger, though. I mean, listen, everybody here liked the song. You'd hear it in clubs. You'd hear it...
How often are you in the club?
On pop radio. Never. It's been years since I've popped Bub in the club. It's been quite some time.
It's a good song. I always jam to it.
It's officially at 5.6 billion views on YouTube. Which is just insane. What's the world's population? Like almost 8 billion?
Let's Google it. World's population.
I'm going to say just under 8 bill.
7.6 billion people.
No, there you go.
Dang.
So, it's 2 billion people away from basically everybody on planet Earth watching this music
Despacito. Video. Wasn't that... You remember that song... it had the dance with it. I think it was a Korean guy.
Yeah, Psy, Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Wasn't that like this, before?
Go to Gangnam Style and see how many views that has on YouTube. Because that's gotta be close to, it's gotta be in the billions.
Yeah, because wasn't that one the most popular for the longest time?
Yeah, it was up
at
there.
At one point. Oh, here it is. Okay. Hold on, let me pull it up. I just don't want it to play.
I so want to hear. You know what? I'm welcoming it now at this point.
I'm turning it off. Oh my gosh. 83.
Billion?
Million views.
That's nothing. Billion? That's the original version?
Official music video.
I mean, compared to 5.6 billion.
Well, yeah, that's a lot.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yeah,
this was the most annoying song ever.
No, the official video has 3.2 billion. 6 years ago.
It says official music video right here, 83. I mean, people can always say official music video, and it's not the actual official. So who's right. to say?
No, I think
I don't know.
The official one's probably at the top with 3.2 billion views. It's the animated one. The one that's animated.
That one did not come up.
Official Psy. What is Psy doing now? Talk about one-hit wonders. When we had that poll question a couple weeks ago, right? Could have thrown Psy on there.
Well, I think he had another song after that.
Who would have known?
I'm pretty sure. Psy.
Hey, name. Now listen, if you're a police officer and you do this, I mean, you know what's going to happen after this. The headline reads, Police Find a Stolen Donut Van. Okay, I'm sure they put out, and what is it, an APB? What's that stand for? What's APB stand for?
APB?
Yeah. All Post Bulletin, right? Isn't that what it stands for? I'm sure they put out one of those. I think that's what it stands for.
I don't know, I'm looking for it.
Pertaining to this donut truck here, here's what happened. Police
All
in
Points
Florida.
Bulletin.
Yeah, there you go. Police in Florida, Clearwater, searching for a donut van full to the brim of Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't know who's going to steal a donut van, but they actually drove this donut van to Lake City, Florida, which is like 200 miles away from Clearwater. Police, though, after a couple of days, finally found this van loaded down with donuts. And then, you know what they did after that? Well, of course, they went to social media to post themselves, yes, posing with the donut truck, bunch of cops. Now, don't they know, Michelle, don't they know what's going to happen when they put that post up on social media?
You would think.
I mean, a van full of donuts, bunch of cops. I mean, come on. The store manager where that van was actually stolen from, full of donuts, then donated that whole van load to the police officers who worked so hard trying to find. They stopped everything they were doing to locate that donut van.
So crazy.
And they did find it.
Donut van.
So hats off to them.
If I'm going to find a van, it's got to be the donut van.
I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
It's better than an Astro van. It's better than...
Astro van.
I mean, we still have an Astro van out here. I had to drive that thing to my remote on Saturday.
By yourself?
I didn't think I was going to make it. It was 5 minutes down the road. Well, it's got to be a 1989 Astro van. I think it's an Astro.
To go out there, you mean that little caravan out there?
Not that one. Not the one that Jared drives every now and again.
Uh-uh.
That's a Dodge, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the one.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Yeah, it's the one.
The Astro van?
Yeah, I think it's out there.
Hmm.
Oh, but you know what? You just wait. I'll give you a tour.
Can't even wait.
The Astro van. We may even go Facebook Live for that bad boy.
For more information, go online to trinitytwincity.org. And as always, for more local headlines, visit us on Facebook or WTUZ.com.
Sorry to cut you off. I was going to say, but breast health is the best health. We all know that. Go get your mammograms.
Yes,
of course,
it's very
this month.
Important.
Brooke got here. She thought somebody stole one of our bras out there.
Why would happen? Is there one missing?
No, it was like hanging awkwardly, which I said, hey, if someone were to steal one, it was probably Braden Geckler, which is Joe Geckler's little son.
Probably He's took like one 10. Home.
I'm just kidding. He wouldn't do anything like that. He would not do anything like that.
Hmm.
He was here last night, though, holding it down. The future of Big Z Sports, one Braden Geckler.
Oh, he's cute.
That is right. You know what else is cute? Hashtag adorbs.
What?
Is every morning, oh, Michelle, I see you over there. You're looking down, but you're smiling and giggling. And for the first couple weeks, I'm like, what is this weirdo doing? And then, of course, now I know that... Every day around, I don't know, the 8 o'clock hour, you FaceTime your daughter and your lovely husband, Chadley.
Yes.
And get a little family time in during the during the day, which is great.
Needed.
And like I said, hashtag adorbs.
Thank you. Well, she's in the morning, she's usually pretty chipper, but...
Isn't that when they're in their best mood?
Well, lately, because she's in this teething process, and I swear on my life, teething is for the birds. And she's just been a little cranky. I mean, you saw her forehead.
Yeah, okay, what is going on with...
She's teething, and she's learning how to walk, so she's falling into everything, and...
Well, listen, like mother, like daughter, falling into
oh,
everything.
Yes, you're right.
Falling down.
I didn't think about that.
How long until she breaks her first bone?
I'm just kidding. Knock on wood right now. I told someone the other day, I said, I'm going to buy her a helmet and some dentures and be done with it, because I'm just so over the falling and the teething. It's driving me nuts.
You know, my firstborn, I have twins, the one that came before the second one there, 13 minutes later, James had to have a helmet on for quite some time, just because of head deformities,
right?
That kind of thing.
Well, they said, so before I gave birth, before I knew I was going to have a C-section, they said that if you do a vaginal birth, sometimes the head comes out a little funky, and don't be alarmed, but I had a C-section, so her head came out. It didn't look like that, but I have heard some stories. A friend of mine said when her child came out, she was like, I didn't know whether to hold her or to just, like, put her away, because she said her head was like shaped like a cone.
Well, right off the bat, I know this is such a lovely topic. Well, right off the bat,
I know,
when they enter into this lovely world, I mean, that is such a
small canal,
a rigorous and vigorous path to get out.
Right.
That it will disform your head for a minute, but they say, you know, within a couple weeks. Yeah. But no, James, it was one, because there were two children in my wife's belly.
Wow.
But then.
God bless her.
And then when he would sleep, he would always want to lay just on one certain side of his head.
Aww.
Then you all know a baby's head, it's forming, it's shaping. It's,
right.
And then he started to get little indentations here and there. So a little helmet popped it right on him.
He looks so cute, though, with a little helmet.
And you know what kind of helmet it was?
A Browns helmet.
No, it was not.
What was it?
Oh, I had the options to get, little race cars on there or tools.
That's fun.
Or like fire trucks.
Yeah.
Or, it's like multicolored themed. Then we came across, of course, a space themed helmet.
Oh, can't. I can't.
And yes, my son, I saw that and I said, Doc.
That's my kid.
I will have that space helmet, please. And yes, he had comets and shooting stars and asteroids and planets and solar systems.
Now, did your other son have to wear one or just the one?
No, just James did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you notice anything that they did at birth that they still do now?
Fight.
No.
So?
Like, she lays a certain way with her hands behind her head. She did that at birth, and she still does it today. Does your child do that?
I'm trying to think of anything in particular that they... I don't know, I can't really think of anything off the top of my head, really.
Do you think they have that twin thing?
Which
like,
is?
Which is like the twin, what is it?
Their own language.
Yeah, like they kind of...
Yeah, they know.
They know.
They know what each other is saying. I've heard of things like when they get older, they will legitimately have their own language.
Oh.
And they'll be conspiring against their parents. I'll say, no, English only, not that twin speak up in here.
Is one closer to you than your wife and vice versa? Do you notice a tendency there?
No, the thing that sucks is, I will tell you this, ever since Big Z Sports, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, throughout this past summer, my wife, she'd take him to daycare a few times a week. We had to hold our spot, but then she's a teacher, so she'd keep him, you know, a couple other days out the week.
Yeah.
She'd either take him 2 days a week or 3 days a week. She'd at least have to take him like two. To hold our spot for when, you know, she goes back to her full-time job.
Yeah.
Which is educating today's youth. But where was I going with the story again?
Sure.
What did you ask me?
Do they have the twin thing, or do you see them favoring one over the other?
Okay, yeah, here's the deal.
Yes, please
do tell. So over the summer, it was sort of like equal, okay?
Okay.
But ever since Big Z Sports has started, and I'm gone Wednesday nights all day, I don't see him Wednesday.
So sad.
I don't see him all day Friday.
Doesn't that break your heart?
And there are remotes sometimes. A remote this past Saturday, I was gone all morning long. Buckeyes games, I'm gone. Those are 12-hour days. Another remote. So there are times where I don't see him as much. I've noticed ever since football season started that they're a little more attached to their mother than they are to me.
Does that make you mad?
It's whatever. I'm like, hey, babe, they don't want me. You take them.
Oh, my God.
They're all yours now.
She
shake them.
Not a single parent.
They're crying again, babe. They're crying.
Pull your weight.
I think they're hungry.
Mom, the meatloaf.
Mom. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy.
Goodness.
Hey, speaking of babies and, you know, aging too and getting older, great-grandmother from the United Kingdom, okay, claims that she's 77 now, but claims for the past 64 years straight, she's had 4 Pepsis a day. This is Shauna Berkey's kind of gal right here.
Do you think Shauna doesn't have 4 a day? Do you think?
I don't know how many Pepsis she drinks a day, but I would say she drinks Pepsi like I drink coffee, especially in the morning. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
According to The Mirror, which is, of course, a publication over there in the UK, 77-year-old Jackie Page said she's had 4 cans of Pepsi a day ever since she first tasted it back in 1954. At the age of 13.
That's insanity, man.
The only interruption in her soda obsession came in the 60s when she was in the hospital giving birth to her 4 children, and that's only because it was banned in the maternity ward. Now, she didn't have 4 children all at once. Throughout the 60s, she had 4. A little thing called the baby boom from the 50s and 60s. Yeah, it even stretched over into the UK.
Hmm.
All right, so I did some calculations, all right? You ready for this?
Yes. Oh, gosh.
On my handy-dandy iPhone calculator. According to my calculations, all right, Jackie, of course, good old Jackie, 77-year-old Jackie, who ever since the age of 13, 64 years straight, 4 cans of Pepsi a day, has consumed more than 93,000 cans of Pepsi.
That's too much, man.
And it cost her roughly, it was hard to do that, because what is she buying? A can a day? Is she buying 12 packs? How is she buying it? So, roughly, I estimated over $80,000 she spent on Pepsi.
Is it worth it?
In her lifetime.
Is it worth it?
Hmm.
Hmm.
She's always been slim and healthy, too, despite downing all that Pepsi. All that sugar.
Ugh,
wonder what her teeth... You know, people over there don't have the best dental hygiene anyways.
Ugh.
So, you know, she may not have all of her teeth, but hey, she loves her some Pepsi Cola.
Good for her.
I love me the Beatles and some Pepsi Cola, please.
And what is a toothbrush?
And a toothbrush, please. Thank you. Floss, dental floss, what is that?
That's probably one of my biggest pet peeves.
From European countries, from where bidets are from... They have bad dental hygiene. I mean,
what does that say?
I mean, come on. I mean, I don't know how I drew that comparison right there, but
I don't know either.
Just the things that pop in my head every now and again. All right, Michelle, thanks.
You're welcome.
As always, my dear. Remember, Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. If Chadley doesn't know, Sweetest Day is Saturday.
Mm.
You better get on that. But Chadley is ineligible to win this prize. $75 to Pam's Posies. Remember, we have about an hour left in that contest. The keyword is Pam's. Let me know what sweetheart in your life deserves a lovely bouquet of flowers. Then, of course, we'll find a winner next hour. 99.9 WTUZ, it's Carrie Underwood. Of course, she was a part of last night's festivities for the CMT Artist of the Year special. Babbling Brook.
Good morning.
One of the women of the year as well.
Thanks.
Even if CMT doesn't say so. Apologize for the technical difficulties. We'll just blame Brooke on a Friday Eve.
Sure, why not? I'm blamed for everything else. Yeah,
everybody else
might
does
well.
It. So, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you do have Z News for us.
I do, right. Yes. In this day in history, in 1867, the U.S. formally takes possession of Alaska after purchasing the territory from Russia for $7.2 million, which... It's less than 2 cents an acre.
Yeah, I bet Russia would like to have that back.
Have that back, yeah. In 1892, the first long-distance telephone line between New York and Chicago was officially opened. Of course, could only handle one call at a time.
No call waiting?
No, okay. No. 1931, Thomas Edison died in West Orange, New Jersey. He was 84.
Of course, only invented, like, everything.
I know.
Not literally, but...
But he is an Ohioan.
Indeed, he is.
Born in Ohio, yes. And then in 1988, Roseanne made its debut on ABC.
That's interesting because we were talking about the Conners.
Which, yeah, earlier. That got really bad reviews. Did you hear about that?
10.5 million people watched.
Yes, but a lot of people complained about it and said they're not watching it again.
Interesting.
They didn't like how she went out, I guess.
They didn't like
that storyline.
Spoiler alert, if you missed it, it's podcast section, WTUZ.com. I don't want to spoil it for people again.
Yeah. Okay. And then holidays for today, it's Spirit Day. No Beard Day.
No what?
Beard.
Okay.
Beard.
Thought you said beer.
Oh, no. Conflict Resolution Day and National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Hey to the now.
Yummy. On TV today, Morgan Evans, he's going to be performing Kiss Somebody on the Today Show around the 10 o'clock hour, I believe. Jersey Shore Family Vacation's on at 8. Naked and Afraid is on at 8. The Big Bang Theory, 8 o'clock. Thursday Night Football, the Denver Broncos will take on the Arizona Cardinals at 8. And then Law & Order Special Victims Unit will be on at 10. And then in country news, Morgan Wallen, he just announced that he's going to be going on tour. If I Know Me is what it's called. It's going to hit 26 cities. But of course, he will not be coming to Ohio.
Shame on him.
Yes. Maybe he'll add it later. Who knows?
It's his loss.
Yes. And then Martina McBride, she is going to be hosting a new cooking show. It's going to be called Martina's Table. So
on what? Food Network or what?
You know what? It didn't say on here. I didn't see it.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you would think that it would be.
She'll team up with Trisha Yearwood there.
Yeah. So we'll see what kinds of menus she makes for her family and friends and that kind of thing. So I guess she's quite the host when it comes to that stuff. I wish I was like that. But
all right.
I'm not.
We all know I am the hostess with the mostest anyways. So it is what it is. I can't cook, though.
You can. You didn't make tacos.
Well, okay. Some things I can cook. But yeah. I mean, I can cook better than my wife. I will say that. Who doesn't cook at all?
Well,
so that's one thing
I would love to not cook at all.
Well, that's one thing you and her have in common. You don't really cook either. So.
I do cook, though, now, and I'm terrible. I feel so bad for my family. I said, hey, if we win this, you know, lottery or whatever.
Good luck to you, yeah.
I'm going to hire a cook.
Well, 1 in 302 million. That's the odds for you.
Yeah, I know.
All right. You have a better chance going out here to East High and getting hit
right.
by 18 buses.
Right.
All right. All right, Brooke. We'll chat tomorrow on a Friday. More after this on 99.9.